All right. How's everybody doing? It's David Clone. Still here in a new year. But what does that really mean, right? Is it just me, or is it like first week of January and it almost feels like Christmas and all that never even really happened, right? Strange one, this one. 2020 going in the books as God knows what. The nightmare we all woke up into. And since we're there, you know, I mean, since it's feeling weird, since it's like possibly the end times, you know, I've been finding it very, what the hell is this? I'm looking at a car right in front of me here. It's the Ken Dixon model, whatever, of a Honda Accord with a fucking spoiler on the back. I don't know, guys. See, this is what I'm saying. I feel like I'm living in a real rendition of some video game or some shit. I know this has been a theme. It's worth exploring still, because we're not there yet, man. You know, we're not out of the woods. We're not out of anything. And in fact, it's just leaving us more and more time to consider just how much of a whatever we're in. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's like, here you go, man. Happy New Year. You got it, man. Get something to eat yours. You know, it's time to start looking at some of the things that we've had right in front of our faces probably for a long time, and maybe explore some things that people who have been labeled crazy or tinfoil hat or whatever the fuck, let's explore some shit. Let's explore it. Let's explore it. Let's see what we got here. And especially, let's add a few layers to why some of these things are even coming up for me in my mind. Let's rewind the clock. Let's go back to 2017. Still employed as part of the evil corporate empire that has been ruling the American psyche for over 50, 60, 70 years now, 80 years, God knows how long. Probably since, probably since it started, actually. But now we see more of it for what it really is. And, in my spare time, not that I had much of it, and it was mostly filling gaps waiting for files to export and things to render, or just for me to find some inspiration to continue the soul-crushing work that I had a gun to my head to finish. That gun being, you know, hunger and the need to maintain four walls and a roof and clothes on my back and all that shit. I was just out of my last relationship, which was a full-on abandoning of an engagement, a marriage engagement. That's something I think probably will get explored a little bit here in the sort of ether of the airwaves these days, whatever you want to call this, the on-demand radio that podcasting is. And because of that, you know, there was a lot of guilt I was dealing with. I don't know if this is what you guys signed up for, but it's what you're getting today. A little bit, anyway. And I'm sure my story is not unique, you know. I'm sure there are other people out there who might be able to identify with some of this. And if you do, you know, feel free to drop us a line, you know, send us an email at howlin9podcast@gmail.com and put attention sketches of madness, attention sketches in the line there, in the subject line. And, you know, because of that, I think it let me pay attention maybe to some areas that were always sort of on the fringes of entertainment, sort of fun to kind of dabble in, but not really to the level that some of these other folks were. And now I'm gonna name some names that come to the top of my head, like Bill Cooper. I don't know if a lot of people know who Bill Cooper is, but he's somebody who definitely predicted his own death, for sure, at the hands of sort of what most of us would call the shadow government. I'm sure anyone who's ever watched X-Files, and I'm going to bring X-Files up shortly as to why that even matters to be mentioned, you might think some of this sounds like it's right out of one of those stories. The fact that X-Files was a TV show at all is part of what, according, I'm going to be talking about this just for a pause here before I go too much further, before people go, what the fuck, Dave, you're all over the place. And I am. I fully admit that. I understand that. And I think it's really hard to kind of get into stuff like this without being a little all over the place, and it's the trying to corral the thoughts into something palatable and that has got the level of coherence to it that gives everybody that Cliff's Notes version where they kind of say, oh shit, you know what, when you line it all up like that, I'm not saying I believe it yet, but there is something to this. It's a little more than just the bullshit throwaway that the tinfoil hat stereotype or scapegoat sort of imagined solution would leave you to believe should be given to it. You know, I mean, the fact that you could just write tinfoil hat and then you wouldn't have to care what was being said. Well, you know what? Maybe they wanted it that way. And that's part of where this goes. And shows like X-Files were to reinforce that concept that, you know what, this is ridiculous. You sound like one of these fucking characters on a fake fictional, creatively written TV show. There's no way anything even remotely like that goes on in this world. Well, you know what, folks? There's a reason when we start doing the math, and I think that's the big problem these days, is we have access to all the fucking shit. We have access to the information. We have access to computers. We have access to machines that would enhance our ability to analyze what's being put in front of us. And when they pass a $900 billion bill to save us, and they're only going to give us $600 each, which translates down to like, what, 1.7 or 187 billion out of that 900 billion. Where the fucking rest, where's the rest of that going? All right? Come on. At this point, we can't just keep thinking, oh, they're just using it for the good of the country. You know, we've had how many people have to testify before Congress that it's fucking insane that they get a $40,000 a year allowance for office furniture when they deny people $40,000 in welfare? You know what I mean? Like, these are the kind of things, and I'm just saying these things. You could Google any one of these phrases I'm dropping and do your own research if you really feel the need to think that, oh my God, what is he talking about? It must all be insanely concocted in his brain. The mind that came up with Tangent City, of course he could come up with scenarios like this that make it sound like conspiracy theories are real. But I don't have that kind of time, you know what I mean, to really tailor things like this. When you go and you Google, you know, testifying before congressional board, $40,000 welfare. You have this woman from, I believe it was from Detroit. I saw this on Here Now. So Facebook page for Here Now is a pretty good source for all of these things. And they're all vetted and they're all bibliographied. So, you know, before you let yourself just write it all off because I don't have the information. Nope, I'm not letting you know where I am. Don't write it off just because I'm not giving you the bibliography. This is just a guy talking into a fucking microphone. You know what I mean? This is part of the problem, too, is everybody writes it off like that. Oh, it's just a guy talking into a microphone. Yeah. All right, look, if you even are... I want to take karate. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever taken karate. Every 5 minutes of this show, I was like, I want to take karate.
I'm the type of guy, I get my hopes up too high for everything. You know, I get too excited for these things, and, you know, Cobra Kai came out, and I'm like, God damn it, they're doing it to me again, I'm too excited for this. It's probably not gonna be anywhere near as good as I want it to be. And it was so much better. I had expectations that were way too high, and it passed every one that I had.
A man can't stand, he can't fight.
It's making me watch the first movie, the second movie. It's making me watch the movies again.
Yeah, I love the Karate Kid movies so much. The good guys and the bad guys and Cobra Kai, of course. It's blew my mind. Way better than it has any right to be.
A man can't breathe. He can't fight.
Well, that first Karate Kid movie, yeah, it shaped the whole way that you even thought about, like, the sort of bully-victim dynamic, the mentor-mentee dynamic.
A man can't see. He can't fight.
Karate was this mystical thing back then, and the way this movie handles introducing it, and then that becomes a theme that never leaves. It's throughout the whole franchise. I think that's something that makes this have a lot more emotional punch watching it older.
Yeah, these movies, they're every bit as good to me now as they were as a kid, and even though I know every fucking line to all three of the original movies and half the series by now, it's still, you know, this shit can make me Cobra cry, man.
This franchise, the way it connected its movies, was one of the things that always struck me as a genius move.
I think it was probably
worth it that we did not get more Karate Kid movies for all this time, because when it came back the right way. This was worth the wait.
We'll call this the beginning, man. This is how it starts. The beginning of Hollow Knight Dojo, or Dojo 9.
Fear does not exist in this dojo. Pain does not exist in this dojo. We do not train to be merciful here. This is a place of learning. This is a place of knowledge. For years, we've gotten from Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. And now it's time for us to come back.
It'll open up a way for us to talk about all kinds of martial arts movies. There's also, like, no way to not compare those instantly to Karate Kid.
Man, face you, he is your enemy, and the enemy deserves no mercy. We teach the way of the mic. Welcome to Dojo 9.
That's part of it too, man. All of these little conveniences of life that are... Now, can you shut the fuck up for 15 miles? Can you shut the fuck up for 15 miles? Christ. All right. So if any of this is just like, you know, just the idea of any of this is piquing your interest, is talking to you, is making you think that, you know what, some of this might be worth looking into a little bit more, you know, maybe it is. Because the whole reason, way back when I started this rant, one of the first things I said was, let's dial the clock back to 2017. Because some of the stuff I'm talking about, some of the things that I've seen, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, these shitty videos put together by these fucking film school dropout wannabe fucking, you know, investigative documentarians all using the same three shots from story blocks. Alright guys, I have those shots too. I use them much more, you know, discriminately, and I treat them so everything doesn't look the fucking same, 42. You fucking fucks, if you aren't good at this, don't pretend you are. Jesus Christ, take a course. They're available. There's free ones on fucking YouTube. I digress. Sorry, that's the producer in me getting annoyed at all these fuckers diluting the field where the craft should count. Thought, you know, shot choices matter. The way they're used matters. Idiots. Anyway. Some of the videos, and you know what I loved about the videos I'm referring to right now? The people who didn't know how to be videographers didn't try. They just filmed themselves, or they filmed the wall, or they shot the thing they're talking about. Like, have you ever noticed the 666 and the Taco Bell logo? You know, I mean, you can call you. I'm just saying, go look that up. Go look it up. I remember seeing a video once where someone was asking all these questions. Have you heard this? Have you heard about that? And they sounded so cynical and jaded. And they would always just be like, go look it up. Jesus Christ, people, go look it up. And here I am years down the road feeling the same way. But what freaks me out, what makes me feel the need, what compels me at all to talk about this is the fact that a lot of these videos... And just because I knew I would want to refer back to them later if I was ever going to discuss them like this, I emailed myself links. I have several emails in my Gmail that are just subject line the date. And it was the date that I had stuff to watch, stuff I was watching. You know, watch this again later. It was everything. It was stuff from Flat Earth. It was stuff from Hollow Earth. It was stuff from secret alien bases on the moon. To the 666 baked into the Taco Bell logo, and the fact that there's three of them on three of the outer walls of every Taco Bell location, so that every single location has a 666 adorning the outside of it. Now, you could argue that doesn't matter. You could be a non-religious person and none of this matters at all to you. I'm a non-religious person, to be honest with you. I've not read the Bible. I don't believe that it's a true story. If it at all is true, all of this is allegorical metaphor, and to take it literally is kind of more insane than even believing it, in my mind. And I am surely drawing a line in the sand here. I am surely offending people out there, and I am sorry. I am not judging you. I'm just judging the ideas that I don't believe in. So I'm not trying to start an argument. But regardless of what we all believe, what I believe, what you believe, the people, quote-unquote the people in charge, quote-unquote the people behind the scenes, quote-unquote the shadow government, are the ones who do believe in a Luciferian agenda, a satanic agenda, and they have been applying it to the things that they have control over. What do they have control over? Fucking everything! Everything from the dollar bills that we are no longer being encouraged to carry as we move into a cashless, maybe even putting a chip under your skin kind of society. And from the limited knowledge I do have of the Bible, that kind of stuff is talked about. Now, make me a teenager again. Let's go back to the 80s. Let's go back to the 90s. I would think any of this coming out of my mouth is just fucking psychotic. Like, dude, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, why? Who fucking cares? This is all stupid. But then, you fast forward 30 years, and all of a sudden shit that was sort of talked about in the Bible is kind of coming to pass, and they're making it seem like, I mean, let's pick an easier fucking version. You watched Hunger Games. You watched, what was the other one? Fuck. It was Twilight, Hunger Games, Divergent. You are diverging from the plan. You're diverging from our agenda. There was a portion of that story where they showed society broken down into, you know, several classes based on, you know, your volition and whatever. But then there's one faction that doesn't belong. And what the fuck happened to them? They can't buy, sell, they can't trade, they have to live off the scraps, they're out in the wilderness, they're fucking... You know, those are the people who are not going to put the chips under their fucking skin because it's marking yourself with the devil. You know what I mean? And what's going to happen? Exactly what it says in the Bible is going to happen. They're not going to be able to buy, sell, or trade. I mean, granted, this could still not happen for another 40, 50 years. It might not even happen in my life, but I've got people... 10 years older than me, 10 years younger than me, and they're all sort of noticing something weird is up with this, you know? And maybe this pandemic was part of it, maybe it wasn't. God only knows if there is a God. For a non-religious person, I use phrases like that a lot. But I do believe there's got to be something more to what we're seeing, you know? Maybe we are in the Matrix. Maybe we are in some cosmic video game, you know? Who knows? God apparently only knows, but what if God is just our word for the person who turned the computer on? You know, I love the watchmaker theory, but then I love things like string theory, and I love things like the membrane theory. You know what I mean? It's just the idea that everything is so big, but all of us are so busy with the myopic little things in our lives because they've made it like basically this world. It's almost like a rough video game where, like, it costs money just to breathe every day. You know what I mean? And actually, that does. That's the case. You know, you're paying rent, you're paying a mortgage. It's not like you just buy a piece of land and then it's yours and no one ever fucking bothers you about it again. The government taxes it. You know, like, a lot of this starts to kind of feel like there's some weird structure that's only serving a few and hurting a lot. And the rest of us are all trying to fight over what it means instead of just looking at the system and seeing what needs to be changed. And you can't tell me that there isn't some kind of intelligence behind that. I'm not saying it's human. But what our human intelligence is doing and allowing for is for certain people to figure out how to manipulate big groups of other people, keep all the fucking resources and wealth for themselves. And whether the people believe it or not, whether they're right or not, whether it's true or not, for the fact for them to all believe in this sort of same playbook set of rules that involves things like sacrificing humans and blood magic, you know, I mean, it's just, why is the world constantly at war? That's an awful lot of blood being spilled constantly, don't you think? And that was one of the videos. So suffice to say, I go back to telling you that I had emailed myself links, and a lot of these links are now to defunct or shut down accounts. And there was a point in time in the midst of watching all these videos where they started talking about how YouTube was going to be cracking down, and all of a sudden people who used to have monetized channels talking about all these sort of end time prophecies and pointing out how a lot of the world events are starting to line up. And that's the key, is that, you know, with all these religious texts being thousands of years old, written in language that people don't use anymore, but then you see the current events basically replicating the things that are described in these old languages. One, how the fuck did they know thousands of years ago? And two, that's kind of crazy. What else are they right about? And then on top of that, we have channels that are devoted to looking at photos that now include what people are openly discussing as possible time travelers. There's the famous guy in the t-shirt and sunglasses in the crowd at the Kennedy assassination. Now, there's this phrase, right? Like, if time travel were ever invented, we'd already know about it, right? I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I almost wonder, is that Mandela? You know, is this Mandela effect? Is this, is time travel really a quantum computer in the future reconciling and trying to change things in the past? Is there a quantum leap guy running around? Is there a Dr. Sam Beckett kind of trying to right wrongs or some shit? You know, and is it like rippling back and changing things? So far, there haven't been too many things as far as me going to watch old movies or anything, and I feel like it's like changed or different than I remember, but I'm starting to worry that there will be, you know, and it's like the fact that, you know, it's like little things like depend versus depends, you know, like Berenstain Bears versus Berenstein Bears. And the fact that there are some, that all of us are so adamant about the one that we remember being the right one, it's going to be that time where there's going to be some of us who know the fucking truth, and we can't even get it out there because no one else believes it because they all know their truth too. You know what I mean? There's this great movie I watched on Amazon Prime recently. I don't even know if it's still on there. It's called Coherence. And it's about a group of people who all get together for a dinner party on the night of this comet passing the Earth. It's a big deal. It's like this comet is the closest it's ever been to the Earth, and it's passed the Earth a couple thousand times in the Earth's, you know, lifetime. And one of the people at the dinner party, this an older gentleman, all a bunch of young couples in their, you know, middle-aged to early to late middle-aged. So like, you know, mid to late 30s to mid to late 40s types, all different walks of life, and they all have different varying histories with each other. You know, there's one guy's bringing the other guy's ex-girlfriend from college as his date, while his new girlfriend, who doesn't really like the old girlfriend, is there, and there's all kinds of drama there. But during this cosmic event with this comet passing by, weird shit like some people's cell phones just instantly break. You know, somehow the comet caused their phones to crack. And there's a blackout. There's only one other house they can see that has power. So they send a group decides to go and, you know, visit, find out what's going on. Turns out it's the same house. So now we have this kind of weird thing where there's multiple versions of the same house, and it's the only thing they can get in touch with, and they start to see other versions of themselves. And by the end of the movie, no one really knows if the people in the house are the original group of the people that started there at the beginning of the night. Somehow, this is because of the comet and this sort of multiple parallel realities all existing at the same time until this comet goes by. And I love the idea that who's to say that something like that isn't possible now, or that we haven't gone through that, and that there's those of us now noticing all these weird differences and stuff, and it's like, yo, we don't understand the world we live in at all. So that was the longest, craziest rant. I don't know if I've killed the audience for this show or boosted it. We will certainly find out. Either way, welcome to 2021. Hopefully some of this starts to make more sense, but I'm not really expecting it to. We shall see. We shall see.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollownine.com or at hollownine podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.
The New Jersey HorrorCon reputation is exploding. The atmosphere you guys have created. New Jersey HorrorCon was my entree into an actual horror convention.
Love it.
And you guys are doing a great job.
That is amazing. I'm super proud and super inspired to hear that. I mean, that's a testament to the community of cons and, you know, of horror and stuff in general.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Carmen Electra.
Hey.
Wow, we are all giving high fives to an absolute icon.
This is incredible.
Trailblazer, amazing. You are amazing. Carmen Electra,
absolutely. Be well. Safe. Thank you so much.
Love.
Have a good one. Be well.
So
you can't see it on radio, but
oh,
she's
my
still
God.
Got it.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
My wife,
still got
my
it.
My wife gets the picture of Carmen Electra.
The wife does it. There you go, wife. Good job, wife. That's a keeper. That wife's a keeper.
Are you having a blast?
I am having a blast. Are you having a blast?
I am. What
this was, place is awesome, right?
What's your most favorite part of the whole day so far?
When the guy dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss stopped in front of our booth and we put Strutter on and he did a lip sync to the whole thing.
Guys, if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and do that.
Yesterday I bumped into Michael Winslow. I got to have this whole experience where Leslie Easterbrook was lost and looking for her autograph table, and I got to take her all around.
It's spooky, actually. I'm going to turn the chair around a little bit
sure.
So I can see you.
Oh, well, all right.
Keep an eye on you. I saw you and I thought, this guy knows everything.
Oh.
Terrific
oh, really?
And
oh.
sound in here with
cool.
you.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, it's
really
amazing
clear.
How
it...
Damon Della Greca of Slasher, this awesome app.
I wanted to do something that would really make it for these people who just love to create, who love horror.
Thank you for what you're doing, dude. It's
Thank
great
you.
That you put this together.
Absolutely, man. It's always good to see you.
We're trying to have as much fun, and we want people to have fun with us, and that's why we got guys like you stop by the table, hang out. We got to do the radio thing for a little bit.
He's from Jersey, you know. I'm from the South, so.
And I'm from the Bronx, so.
So we're all still friends. That's good.
So we're all good. Daniel Frankenstein. I'm representing psychothematicmedia.com. Call ourselves a creative collective.
My name is Gail Bykowitz.
Yeah, I'm Hector De La Rosa. We're partners in crime here. We're doing special effects makeup, and we're also independent filmmakers.
When I ran into them earlier, they were definitely vampire cowboys.
I love Better Off Dead. I love Dylan Heads. And I'm just so glad that you guys remember those films.
Oh my God, those movies. I would go to school and just try and talk like Bill and Ted all day.
No
like,
triumphant.
I want my $2, man.
Right?
I've walked around wanting those $2 for how many years now?
This is fantastic.
Oh.
But of course, I'm
we need some language lessons.
Yes.
David Clone from the Hollow Nine Network, and by now you know what it's time for you to do. Let's go on over to NewJerseyHorrorCon.com, get yourself some tickets, and check out this awesome event where we are lifetime sponsors. We will be there from now until infinitum with all these incredible guests that are going to be at the next one, bringing you all the awesome from the show floor right to your digital door, right here at Hollow9.com at the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival.
Did you get it? I hope you got it.
I got it.
That's good. See you soon.
I don't know if you think making me repeat myself is going to somehow make the story change, or if you just don't want to hear what it is I actually have to say, but again, we changed course based on orders received on the flash ban from company headquarters. Code Gold, Command Eyes Only. Standard operating procedure, as I know you are aware. Search and rescue would rarely venture into an unregulated area without more concrete proof of life. We sure found something out there, all right.
when you watch it as a little kid, you know, it's a monster movie. It's creepy. But then there's all the weird artificial intelligence stuff. There's the, like, rapey nature of the face huggers and all that.
Why don't you stick your face in the egg, dude? Is there an egg opening in front of you? Stick your face in there and see what happens.
When I fall asleep at night, I have this irrational fear that something is going to crawl inside and, like, lay eggs inside of me. I'm actually wondering, now that we're talking about this, if this might have been the impetus for that.
You know, Star Wars comes out, and they go, what other movies do we have set in space? Boom. Alien gets green light the next day.
Very similar to just even how our government is in preparation for something where they didn't know exactly what was in store, like specifically xenomorphs.
Bodily fluids, and it's not just blood. There's a lot of, like, grease, and there's a lot of sweat. And if it wasn't the blood that got me, it was the sheer amount of sweat.
We're on a mission to bring back knowledge of the xenomorph.
The end of all mankind, all wrapped up in a bow, just waiting for us to come along. You're gonna find yourself staring down the barrel of a living, breathing devil in the flesh that bleeds acid and lives to kill us.